This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says he's again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act, but cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call today, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When France cooperation is coming from historically, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act if you give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a unanimous vote, the UN Security Council approved a draft resolution to keep humanitarian aid flowing for another year from Turkey to millions of people in northwestern Syria. In a rare twist, the U.S. and Russia came together to put forward the compromise resolution, which reauthorizes the use of the Bab al-Hawa crossing point for another 6 months. It had been due to expire on Saturday. Linda Thomas-Greenfield is the U.S. UN ambassador.
It's a moment for millions of Syrians who will not have to worry about starving to death in the coming weeks.
More than 3.4 million people live in the area outside Syrian government control, serviced by the 1,000 aid trucks that cross through Bab al-Hawa each month. On Wall Street, the three major U.S. stock indexes rallied to record closing highs. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.3%. The S&P rose by 1.13%. The NASDAQ added 0.98%. This is VOA News. Afghan security personnel increased checkpoints in and around the provincial capital of Herat on Friday after Taliban fighters seized control of a key district in the western part of the province the day before. Local Afghan officials said Taliban fighters had captured an important district in Herat province. Taliban officials said Friday the group had taken control of 85% of territory in Afghanistan. Dozens of civilians and fighters aligned with a prominent anti-Taliban commander of a private militia gathered at a ceremony in Herat and picked up arms with plans to fight. The insurgents have been gaining territory for weeks, but accelerated their thrust as the United States vacated its main Afghan base, effectively ending an intervention that began with the ousting of the Taliban government in 2001. A United Nations spokesperson said Friday that an envoy is in contact with Haitian leaders urging an inclusive political compromise to maintain stability and chart the country's way forward. Spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said humanitarian aid flights were canceled this week due to safety concerns after the assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse.
The International Organization for Migration and other humanitarian colleagues estimate that as July 4th, some 18,000 people were displaced in Port-au-Prince, a greater metropolitan area. Of those, nearly 14,700 were displaced since the beginning of gang clashes in early June.
Haitian authorities have made more arrests in the assassination, raiding Taiwan's embassy, where several suspects are believed to have sought refuge, while also detaining two Haitian Americans and several former Colombian soldiers allegedly tied to the plot. In all, 17 suspects have been detained, and another 8 are being sought, according to National Police Chief Leon Charles. The death toll in the Florida condominium collapse has risen to 78 after 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky told WPLG-TV searchers are using schematics to focus on stairwells and bedrooms, the areas at each level where victims are most likely to be recovered.
It's been extremely difficult just locating that stairwell, that area where we, you know, would hopefully find survivors at that time, and now where we're continuing searching, in a recovery method.
Rescue workers, now focused on finding remains instead of survivors, have pledged to keep up their search for victims until they clear all the debris at the site. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.